Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hello everyone, it's Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. It is terrific to have you company for another episode of the show. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. And if you're a long-time listener, welcome back. It's great to have you here too. Now, one of the things we've been getting some feedback on lately is people seem to have been missing the podcast. And what we know is Apple has done some funkiness with their algorithms and they've shaken things up a bit, which is fine. But what that has meant is that some people have been missing episodes and we're getting feedback. They're going, where's this episode? Where is it I've been hanging out for? So what I wanted to do is to share with you how to address that and how to fix that. So if you're an Apple user, go and open up your Apple podcast player, find the Savvy Dentist podcast, open up one of the episodes, and in the top right-hand corner, there's going to be a series of buttons. Click on that and there'll be a follow button. So please just click follow and that'll mean that you don't miss anything. You don't miss any vital information that is going to be helpful to grow or scale your practice. And it means that every episode is going to come to you automatically. So all you need to do is open up an episode in the Apple podcast player, go to the top right-hand corner, click follow and Bob's your uncle. Now, while we are on it, I want to talk a little bit about our sister publication, which is the Savvy Dentist magazine. Now, the magazine is something we're immensely proud of. We're just about to release the autumn edition for 2024, and we have some great articles in there that cover accounting, the legal aspects of running a practice, HR and the right tactics and strategies around that, marketing, getting your fit out and location sorted out, making sure your information technology structures are right. We're going to be talking about disruption and the role that restock's playing in that, and we've got some other great articles and case studies in there that are really going to give you some good inspiration and some great tactics to help you take your practice to the next level. So it's a free publication. There's no cost to it at all. So whether you want a print version, like a hard copy or a digital copy, all you need to do is go to the Savvy Dentist website and go to savvydentist.com/magazine and just grab your copy there, subscribe there, and that will come to you automatically. As I said, it's free, whether you want the physical or the digital version, it's our gift to you. And we hope you find that as useful as we think it is to help you grow and scale your practice. So in this episode of the show, I want to talk about a topic that might be a little bit thorny for some people, okay? And this is really an important topic. And I want to talk about, like, do you really want what you say you want? Okay, do you really want it? In the work that I do, we talk with lots of really motivated and driven practice owners. I feel really grateful to work with some of the most talented practice owners, around. And one of the things, having spoken to probably 1,000 practice owners over the years in one form or another, is I've noticed a couple little things that come up from time to time. And I think it's useful to talk about because there's some lessons in here for everyone. And oftentimes people will come and say, well, look, Jesse, I want to achieve X, Y, Z. And that's great, right? And so they might come and say, for instance, look, Jesse, I want to take home a certain amount of money each year and whatever it is. And what we've noticed is that for some people that might be absolutely true. And we start setting out strategies and goals around that. And great, they hit that goal, they achieve more. And whether it's achieving $500,000, $1 million, several million dollars, we've got practice owners that do all that and more, and that's fine, right? But the point I'm trying to make is that sometimes that's actually not the real goal. Sometimes people come to us or they think that they should have a goal that's of a certain kind. And typically, that'll be a monetary goal or a time goal. And so it's really important that you get clarity about your goal because to achieve your goal is going to take hard work. Now, I would love to tell you that there's a magic pill or a silver bullet or whatever it is that's going to allow you to click your fingers and achieve your goals. The truth of the matter is that nothing worthwhile comes without a dose of hard work. In fact, several doses of hard work. Let's just call it what it is, right? And so one of the things I'm going to say to you is there's a difference between doing the best you can and doing what it takes. I'll let that just settle for a second. There's a difference between doing the best you can and what it takes. And most people say they're doing the best they can, but they might not be doing what it takes. And when we think about, well, why are people not doing what it takes, we need to kind of look at what the gap is between what they say they want and what's actually happening at the coalface. And we've kind of identified three areas of, I guess, three gaps. And, if you think about, well, so-and-so said that they wanted to achieve this, particular goal, why is it not happening? There's really one of three gaps that is occurring. One is that there's either a knowledge gap, an attitude gap, or a practice gap. So let's talk about those three gaps and then let's talk a little bit about what it takes. So I'm a firm believer that everyone listening to this program can learn the things that they need to learn to achieve pretty much anything they want to achieve from their practice. And you know, running a business is a skill that can be learned. It can be transferred. There's no genetic programming that means that someone's going to be biologically or genetically superior when it comes to running a business. Right now, some people may have a bit more aptitude here or there, but that doesn't mean you know you can't learn the skills that you need to achieve all your dreams and more. Right. So learning the skills is one thing, and of course, you know, we've got a process around that. And there's really kind of six areas you want to have skills around. You want to have a strategic plan. You want to be able to build out a strategy. You want to be able to build out, you know, have knowledge around finances and money and data. You want to have knowledge around marketing. You want to have knowledge around sales and case presentation. You want to have knowledge about how to build leverage through creating systems and processes as well as a self-managing team. So they're kind of the six areas you want to have knowledge around, you know, in broad terms. Obviously, other knowledge as well is useful beyond that. But they're just kind of the six main ones. So you can learn anything you need to learn, right? And so if there's a knowledge gap, then it's just really about finding the resources that you need to help you on your journey. Now, again, where you are right now, what your starting point is, compared to what your goal is, will determine what the first bit of knowledge is that you need to acquire. Maybe your first bit of knowledge is how do I achieve, you know, good cash flow, for example. Maybe my first cab off the rank is how do I get my money under control, because we know that cash flow is the oxygen that, you know, keeps the business alive. Lack of cash flow kills businesses. So maybe that's the first knowledge gap you got to close. Now, there'll be other knowledge gaps as well, right? But the second key gap that we notice when people are not achieving what they say they want to achieve is sometimes an attitude gap. And what I mean by that is not that they've got a bad attitude or they're surly or they're rude. I don't mean that at all. Maybe they're not really wanting the goal that they say they want. Maybe they've said that goal because they kind of feel like that's what everyone would say, or maybe they haven't put enough thought into it. And one of the things that we notice is that if you're setting a goal that is out of alignment with your value set, it's going to be really, really hard for you to achieve that goal. Really hard. And so I would really recommend that you have goals that are absolutely in alignment with your values. Now, can you change values? Yes, you can. Can you change goals? Obviously, you can. But I would be really keen for you to get clarity about what your values are. What do you value in your life? Because if you notice a mismatch between, you know, what you say is important and what you actually feel internally, then we've got to close that gap pretty quickly. And you know, I hear some people say, Jesse, I want to make a lot of money, but I never want to think about money because I don't like numbers, right? You can understand how incongruent that might sound, right? It doesn't make sense. And so if there's a gap in attitude there, you know, someone's saying they want one thing, but not really kind of wanting to think about the numbers or whatever, then my contention is there is a mismatch between what you really value and then what you say you want. And so if you want to get some insight or to some clues into what your values really are, think about how you spend your time, where you spend your money, and what you surround yourself with. That will give you a good indication of what you really do value. And I'd encourage you to look at a values assessment. Go across to Dr. John DeMartini's website. He's got a free values assessment there. It's a good report. It'll give you clarity about what is actually important to you deep down, rather than the superficial answers that we might give under the influence of peer pressure or social media or just without, you know, any critical thought. You know, we're going to dive a little deeper than that. We're going to get to the real values and we're going to find out what you really want. Now, if you say, for example, actually, Jesse, money in this case is not one of my values, but I actually do want to achieve that goal for X, Y, Z, then somehow we've got to elevate money as a value for you, at least till you achieve that goal, achieve that outcome, right? You've got to shift your values because, yeah, it doesn't make sense to say, I want to have money, but I don't want to think about it. You can understand why that would be the case. Equally, you know, more broadly is I want a great practice, but I just don't want to have to think about it and I don't want to be there. You know, that's not how it works, right? We understand the contradictory elements of those statements. So that's the second gap, is an attitude gap. And the third gap is a practice gap. Like the question is, are you doing the things on a consistent basis to achieve the results that you say that are important to you? So again, let me give you a non-business example for a minute. If I said to you, I'm going to have a six-pack and I'm not going to the gym, I'm not eating properly, I'm not sleeping properly, I'm doing all of those things that are counterproductive to my goal, then clearly there's something going on with my practices. Or maybe I'm not doing it consistently or regularly enough or whatever it is. Maybe I'm not doing it at all, but maybe I'm haphazard and inconsistent with it. And what we know is consistency drives results, because your results are a cumulative effect of actions over time. And what that means is you've got to give it time to achieve those outcomes. So again, there's doing the right stuff consistently, you know, for a period of time. That period of time will vary depending on what your starting point is and what your end goal is. You might want to break that into milestones so you've got shorter time frames to work with. But in any event, it's about focusing on those activities. So again, going back to the weight loss example or the six-pack example, yeah, how many times do I need to go to the gym? Well, maybe I need to do, you know, 3 or 4 sessions of strength training and weights. Maybe I need to go and do some cardio by going running or boxing or, you know, whatever it is. And from a dietary point of view, you know, maybe I just need to cut the carbs down a bit, or, you know, whatever it is, right? You get the gist, right? Whatever makes sense for you in that particular goal. So when it comes to the goals, it's really, really important, A, to make sure that we look at those gaps, the knowledge gap, the attitude gap, and the practice gap. And we've got to make sure that we're actually setting a goal that is really in alignment with what we do want. And I see this so often. And as I said, it's often around money, because money is something that we all need in our life. It's kind of like oxygen. We need it to live. And equally, you know, there's certain levels of lifestyle that we want to aspire to as well. But sometimes people will set a goal that actually they don't get excited about. And when you're not excited about it, you're just not going to achieve it. And you're not going to do the work to achieve it, right? Because this is how it rolls. So when we're thinking about optimizing your practice, there's really 3 currencies that come to play. And the 3 currencies are money. So you want to still achieve a commercial outcome from your business, and you've got to be clear about what that commercial outcome looks like. When it comes to money, you can look at money in a couple of different contexts. You know, some people like to focus on revenue. Some people like to focus on profit. You know, some people like to look at seller's discretionary earnings or free cash flow. And so for me, I like to look at free cash flow and seller's discretionary earnings. In other words, how much money do I get to take home? Because not all profit is going to go to me. Some will be reinvested in the business and so on. So how much do I want to take home out of the business is probably a good question that you should ask yourself, right? The second currency that we're really focusing on is time. And so when it comes to time, we talk about 3 different types of time. We talk about time in the business, so things like clinical activities is in the business. And then we talk about on the business time, and then time out of the business, so in, on, and out. And so you want to get really clear about, like, how much clinical work do I want to do? And maybe it's a lot. Maybe you love clinical dentistry and you want someone else to take care of the business work. That's okay. A lot of the clients that we work with are wanting to scale back their clinical hours, and that's fine too. Again, no right, no wrong. And it's about, how do I, you know, cut down from 5 days to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1 to none, or whatever that number is for you, if you want to cut that down, or maybe you want to keep it at 5. It doesn't matter. So how much clinical time do you want to do? How much on the business time do you want to do? And then how much time out of the business in terms of holidays and other things, right? And so getting really clear about what that looks like. Now, the third part I think is actually really important, but it's a little hard to pin down, because with money and time, you can measure them, right? You can go, I made the amount of money I said I wanted to make. I freed up the time I wanted to free up, or I spent the amount of time doing clinical stuff I wanted to spend, you know, whatever it is, right? You can measure that. But when it comes to the third currency, which is around, you know, meaning and fulfillment and joy and all those sorts of things, it's a little harder to pin down, right? So what that means is you want to be living a life that feels authentic and congruent and does give you the opportunity to fill your bucket when it comes to those things that, you know, are meaningful to you, right? And now, I am firmly of the view that a business should be a force for good. I'm firmly of the view that either the business is a vehicle for you to do good in the world, which, you know, dentistry clearly is, but equally it could be a vehicle for you to do good in other elements of your life as, or free up to do other things, right? Whatever it is, doesn't matter. The point I'm trying to make is all of us have things that give us satisfaction and joy. And I think oftentimes the missing ingredient in running a business is that business owner joy. And it's often the bit that kind of has people feeling like they've achieved a certain level of success, but they don't feel great. And so they've had the success without the fulfillment. And I think Tony Robbins described that as the ultimate failure. So it's really, really important that we get clear on what that fulfillment piece is as well, and we can build a business that's going to be sustainable and enjoyable, because if it's sustainable and enjoyable, your results will come, right? Because you're going to want to do more of the things that light you up. So again, really, really important there. Another really important fact that comes to the do you really want it is, are you willing to do what's required? Oftentimes people say, well, I'm doing my best, Jesse. And I say, that's great, but are you doing what's required? And if you're doing your best, but it's not what's required, then we've got to reorder your priorities. We've got to reorder your day. We've got to find a way of giving you the space to be able to do what is necessary. Because it's like saying, you know, I want to have a six pack, but for whatever reason, I'm only going to the gym once a week. I'm eating donuts 5 days a week. I'm doing my best, but it's not enough, right? And so you've got to be clear about what the minimum effective dose is to get to your results. And that's really important. You've got to do that consistently over time to get your results, because your results, they're accumulation of doing the right things over a period of time. And you've got to remember that anything worth doing takes time. And you can't just hurry these things. You've got to do the hours. You've got to do the repetitions. You know, you've got to, and we talk about dirty reps. You've got to do the dirty reps. Sometimes you have to do it badly before you can do it well, right? And so you've got to stay in the game long enough to learn to do it well, long enough so that you get the outcome. Okay, that's the key. Again, a lot of people overestimate what they can achieve in a year, underestimate what they can achieve in a decade, to, you know, keep quoting Tony Robbins. But similarly, I would follow that up by saying people overestimate what they can achieve in a quarter and underestimate what they can achieve in a year. Now, I'm a firm believer that we spend 5 years learning to do dentistry, and yet we're expecting to run a business, you know, in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. Just because we're smart in one area of our life, you know, dentistry, we forget that it's taken 5 years, 10 years, 20 years to develop those smarts and develop those skills. And it's the same with business. You've got to take time to develop those skills over a period of time before you achieve a level of mastery. So be patient with yourself. Understand that, you know, creating something worthwhile always takes time. It always takes effort. Nothing worthwhile is achieved without effort or without putting the time in. It just doesn't work that way. You know, the Beatles, when they were practicing their music in Hamburg before they were famous, they spent hours and hours, and, you know, the 10,000 hour rule, you know, playing in dingy clubs in Hamburg to drunken sailors, to tighten up as a band and to develop their skills, and they just did it. And it's the same in business. Oftentimes we want a shortcut, but there is no shortcut. There is no magic pill. There is no silver bullet, and you've got to just do the hard yards to get it right. So my question is do you really want it? And if you really want it, we've got to close the three gaps, the knowledge gap, the attitude gap, and the practices gap, and we've got to do the work long enough until you get the results. Reminds me of a great story. Once upon a time, there was a traveler traveling through North America, and he came across a Native American, otherwise known as an Indian. And he said to the Native American, how is it that you dance and make it rain? You know, how do you do the rain dance and make it rain? And the wise old chief said to the traveler, you don't understand. We dance until it rains. And so my question for you is, are you willing to dance until it rains? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to close those gaps? Are you willing to get clear about your goals? Because the clarity piece is so important. If you set a goal that's not clear or not really authentically you, you're running enthusiastically in the wrong direction. So A, get your clarity. B, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to close the gaps? And if you are, then let's dance and keep dancing until it rains. And I hope you find that helpful. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Savvy Dentist Podcast. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. For more episodes, go to drjessegreen.com/savvydentist. And to discover how to build a high-performance dental practice, visit drjessegreen.com and download the free report.